And everyone identifies with that because immediately when you started this extension of your basic philosophy, you know, actually personifying it, well, people started thinking the same thing. Well, gee, he could be earning thousands a day. Why is he doing this?
Yeah, do you see? Beautiful, man.
Yeah, so answer it for them, you know, talk to them and just...
I'm doing this because money is a concept, you know, and I'm relatively rich and relatively poor, and I'm going to use every penny I've got to get peace going, you know, because money's a concept, and as the song says, I could be earning a fortune instead of sitting in bed talking about peace. Well, who needs that, you know? I went through that gig.
Yes.
And that's where it's at, man, you know, and like, I've done it for you, you know, forget it.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, in other words, that as a little guy in Liverpool, you know, before the Beatles, let's say if it had never happened, you would still feel the same way and within the confines of the neighborhood in Liverpool.
You were the big guy from the beginning.
Oh, thank you, you're good. Oh, yeah, I can't really speculate on what I'd have done if I hadn't been this or that, you know, but I mean, I've just developed over the years like anybody else does, and I think being a Beatle helped me develop, but whatever else I would have done, I would have gone this way, you know. I mean, I was always a gentle soul underneath a tough exterior, as they say.
See, many people, that's why I ask you, because many people feel that you are this way anyhow, and in spite of.
Well, you know, when I was a kid, I used to write poetry like all kids and draw and sing, and of course, when I was a teenager, I was a bit more sort of aggressive or violent or whatever it was, because that's when I was getting the real pressure and saying, you can't do this and you can't do that, you know. And so I got out of that, you know, and if I can get out, there's hope for us all, because I had a real chip on my shoulder.
Well, then, from that negative, the negative being the chip on the shoulder, you felt a certain amount of discomfort, and you said, well, then maybe that's not quite right. So then you started seeking a more positive thing, is that correct?
Yeah, right, you know, I just found that if I was happy, the person next to me was happy, and then he made me happy, or she made me happy, and it went on like that, you know, and it worked.
Oh, you know what? Like, what we're talking about is something so simple and basic, doing my show each night, right?
Right.
I try to get across to people that they are responsible for any good that takes place on it, because, like, I'm trying to reflect them and all the positive things that I discover about them.
Exactly what we're trying to do.
Reflection, right?
Right, right. I mean, Yoko and I happen to be in a fishbowl, and what we've done is bring in a mirror and reflect out what's going on, you know?
Do you have a particular, you know, I hate to say program, but do you have a particular verbal circumstance that you could, say, just state now, that would help those who are thinking along the same lines to live?
Well, all we say is give peace a chance and remember love, you know, that they're the slogans, man, and make a loop out of it and play it in between the adverts. Give peace a chance and remember love, you know. And that's all you do. And of course, we all get down and that. But just remember, you know, when you're down, the only way up is up. The only way out is up.
And John, when you come face-to-face with people, you know, moving around, and not anyone celebrated now, but just that beautiful, you know, so-called ordinary face.
Right.
And you start talking, you start a conversation with them. What is the thing that they're asking you most of all?
Well, they're asking me, you know, all sorts of things on earth. It's usually, why are you doing it, you know? And then I say, we're doing it for peace, you know? And they say, do you think it's going to do anything? And we say, it's going to do anything if you believe it, and I believe it, and we can do it, you know?
Yes. Well, that's beautiful. Are you going to do any lecturing? And I don't mean in the academic sense, you know, of lecturing, but...
It depends on what the situation is and things like that. Now, some doctor rang us from... Washington asked us to do a kind of seminar thing, you know, which I couldn't stand up, you know, I'm really a shy guy underneath all this madness, and I couldn't stand up in front of a crowd and say, you know, listen here, we saw and you should, and how about, you know, I can react to sort of situations.
Yes.
So, I mean, if it's a kind of seminar deal, I'd do that, you know.
Yes, I understand. In other words, just sitting and having a dialogue and discussing things.
Yeah, you know, I can reflect.
Yes, but maybe there is too much lecturing, John, because that always impresses me as being one-sided.
Who are the lecturers? That's all I want to know. I mean, it's like all kids are artists,
right,
and painters and poets and everything else, and singers and musicians, until some lecturer says, now you ain't a musician anymore, you're no good, or you can't paint, and everybody gets that insecurity, and we think that's what's wrong with the whole scene, you know.
I agree, and he lectures, and then at the end of his lecture, he gets his fee and he moves out.
Yeah, right, right.
Whereas if you had a dialogue of just sitting there and exchanging ideas, man, you take a part of that with you, and they also take a part, and the bad is rejected, and then the positive is honed and refined and cultured into like a beautiful thing.
Yeah, right. That's how you grow it, you know.
That's what we're doing right now.
Right.
The dialogue back and forth.
Right.
Well, you know, I want to ask you about the latest record, you know, Ballad of John and Yoko.
Right.
And, you know, at our station, George Duncan, our general manager.
Yeah.
He, when he heard that it was banned at other stations, he got together a newsletter, say. And he stated his views on why he, you know, thought it should be played.
What did he say?
Well, it narrowed down to this, and it still had to do with people, see, and that's what makes it so beautiful.
Yeah.
He says that, in a sense, that unless the people, the community, showed that it was wrong to play it, he would play it.
Great.
Do you see? Now, the others who banned it, our feeling was that they had not even anticipated the feelings of the people, but rather the individual involved in something so broad as the communication system feels that he has a right to say, no, I'm not going to do it.
Prejudge censorship, you know, it shouldn't be allowed.
That's it.
That's the only thing I'd ban is prejudge censorship.
Yes, right. Well, so that's what we're fighting too, right, in your thing, right?
You know, we're fighting hypocrisy, man, and
right.
They've got to wake up to it.
Very good. And look, I'm sure that the people would like to know that in the Ballad of John and Yoko, is it the crucifixion that is stated there? And if so, please tell us. You got to tell us the negative.
How do you mean, is it the crucifixion?
I mean, like, you have to let us know the negative, too. The abuse and everything, you know?
I'm saying, you know, it's not... the chorus is not to be taken that literally, you know? I mean, I'm saying they're going to crucify me. I mean, they're going to crucify you and everyone else if we don't watch out, you know, the way things are going. And I'm really saying the same gig again about give peace a chance, you know? And it's like... It's many things, you know, and it's like a prayer, and it's like a gospel song or whatever, you know. It's a hymn, and it's everything, you know.
Talk on, John. That's beautiful.
Well, that's all I'm saying. Why shouldn't I sing about Christ? You know, I'm one of his fans.
That's
why shouldn't
it.
I sing about him? You know, that's what it's all about, singing. I'm singing to Christ, you know.
And when it was mentioned that it was going to be banned on other stations, we sat down, and we tried to find, you know, something wrong. We you know, went through it almost word for word, right?
Yes.
To try to find something, and it was exasperating to think behind it that someone would ban it.
They're banning it purely on the word Christ.
Is that what you...
That's what I think, you know. I mean, I think they've got such a horror of the word or something, you know. They like to whisper it, you know. It should be shouted out.
Of a man who came into the world and said, love and peace, and we don't want to talk about him.
Yeah, they only want to whisper about him in hats, in big rooms.
And in closed churches.
Right, well, in the big rooms is what I mean.
Yeah, right. No, I think that the program that that you're following now, and again, I'm not going to say program, I'm going to say the life, the feeling that you are pursuing now, you and Mrs. Lennon, like, it has to be an inspiration to others, because others, within the confines and limitations of their everyday work and responsibilities, you know, if they can't find in others an extension of themselves, you know, speaking for them and doing for them, then can you imagine how hopeless it must be?
Yeah, right. We've got to convince them that they are it, and that there is hope for them, and there's enough love for everyone, you know, and that for them not to be insecure.
Right. John, is there anything else that you would like to, you know, talk about? Because we could keep this going forever, you know, because this is endless.
Hold on, Yoko's whispering something to me, just a second.
All right, very good. See, that's just like a wife, you know, to whisper, right?
Hey, how about if Timothy O'Leary here and his missus said a word, you know? I mean, we're all in the same gig.
Wonderful. I'd love to talk with him.
Yeah, right.
I thought I would be, you know, bugging him or something, you know? So that's why I didn't say anything.
No, well, we didn't want to bug him, you know, because they're here to just visit and that. But, I mean, they know what's happening.
Well, wonderful, John.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, here you go. Hello, Roscoe.
Hello, Timothy. How you doing?
Well, we're very happy for many, many reasons.
And you know what? I heard the interview, the last interview that you gave, that you you stated that you would run for governor of California.
That's right.
And you talked so much about the May 19th decision of the Supreme Court. Now, would you do us a favor and restate that for us? Because I couldn't articulate it as well as you did.
Well, yes, Roscoe, I'd be glad to, because I think that many people don't realize the significance of that decision. 30-odd years ago, I think it was December 1933, the federal government... knocked out alcohol prohibition,
And mothers and fathers in those days were going around singing Happy Days Are Here Again because the illegal drug they'd been taking, alcohol, was now legal. Now, May 19th, the same thing happened. Just 2 weeks ago, the federal marijuana law is out. There's no federal marijuana law right now, and the theme song now is Oh, Happy Day. Oh, Happy Day. Yeah. The thing that makes us particularly happy is that just in the last week, several hundred young Americans have been freed from a federal penitentiary.
Yes.
And thousands more will be released. Rosemary and I were in front of the Fillmore East 2 nights ago, and a young black man came up and held my hand and said that a week ago he was doing 10 years in a federal penitentiary for possession of marijuana, and he was out there walking the streets free. And that's what all of us are looking for, freedom. And the real thing is not drugs at all. We all know it's just to get the government out of our hair, to get the government out of Vietnam, and just let all of us live and love and do it righteously and naturally the way we know it should be done.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Well, Timothy, isn't it...
Roscoe, I'd like to have my wife, Rosemary, just say a word.
Oh, wonderful, please.
Peace unto you.
Hello?
Peace unto you.
Peace unto you, Rosemary. And God bless you.
God bless us all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Timothy?
Yeah.
Timothy?
Yes, Roscoe.
Just one more thing. Isn't there a certain amount of hypocrisy involved in the fact that the Supreme Court would, rule one way, and John is deprived entry into the country based on practically the same thing?
Well, hypocrisy is nothing new. I think that that's one thing that we're all attempting to move beyond. Hypocrisy about love and sex, and hypocrisy about drugs, and hypocrisy about war and peace. I think that probably John and Yoko are a threat to those people that don't want peace, but they're getting... fewer and fewer, and John and Yoko will be with us in the United States very soon.
Oh, I look forward to it. And I'm sure I'm speaking for all the people within hearing distance now.
He's just given the phone back to me, so I'm back in the States again.
Okay. Beautiful. I was just telling Timothy that we look forward to all the listeners, I'm sure. I'm speaking for them as well. We look forward to seeing you, Timothy, and Yoko, you know, very, very soon. And you know what, John?
What?
It's going to happen.
Yeah, I know it's going to happen. If we believe it, it happens, man, and I believe it.
Yes, it's going to happen.
Right.
And tell all the people something now, anything you feel to tell them.
All we are saying is give peace a chance. That's what I'm saying. And have you heard any news from Berkeley? Berkeley? Is it still going well? Last time we heard it was going okay.
Oh, at where, John?
Berkeley, California.
Oh, that's I was trying to get some information on that tonight.
Okay, well, we've been ringing them about every hour or so.
What did they tell you?
Station there, and so far, it seems to be going okay, you know, and there's been no sort of violence, and they've really been doing it peacefully. And I haven't heard for an hour or so, but we're praying that it's okay, you know.
Oh, very good, because the moment it happened, and the moment any circumstance like that happens, I think most of us feel, and this too shall pass.
Most of us feel what?
Most of us feel that this too shall pass.
I don't know, what's that last word?
This too.
Oh yeah, right.
Shall pass.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And it's proving itself too.
Yeah, I just hope we're not talking in vain now. Nothing's happened in between time, you know.
No, I think it is happening as we talk, and I think it is happening because they have heard you talk.
I hope so. You know, for whatever reason. I mean, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's what I say.
Thank you, John. And I'm going to say goodnight to you now.
Right.
And it's so beautiful talking with you. And say goodnight to Mrs. Lennon.
I do.
And to Mr. and Mrs. Leary.
Yeah, I say goodnight to them for you. Okay, goodnight to you all and peace to you. And give peace a chance, baby.
Peace to you, John.
Peace to you. Hare Krishna. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.